what I thought, you know. But then again, they could have one radio, and they could just sell, let's use the Motorola word, they could just sell the entitlement. And so if you're a DMR customer, it could sell you a DMR entitlement. If you're a P25, it can sell you a P25 entitlement. And you can have all the radios you want as long as it's this radio. So, you know, the radio and then charge up the yang-yang for the entitlement. And then one radio does it all. And, you know, in the long run, that would simplify things. You know, especially from a production or manufacturing standpoint, repair standpoint, you know. Kind of like Southwest. We only buy 737s, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's right. I forgot about that. That Southwest does it. They only have stock parts for one machine. So how come they're always in trouble?
I'm not sure about that. I don't mind flying them. Came back from St. Louis yesterday on a 717. I didn't think those were still in the air. An old Airtram 717. I recognized it. And on the way off the bird, I said to the pilot, I said, this is an Airtram plane, isn't it? He goes, yes, sir. I figured they would have all been houred out by now. But there was actually one or two of them still in the sky. Came back on a 717-200.
Yeah, when you say Airtran, I mean, isn't 717, isn't that Boeing?
Yeah, but Airtran bought a whole bunch of them years ago. Airtram, I think that's what it was called. Yeah, 717 is Boeing, but that was the name of the, like Delta, you know, the airline carrier that bought a lot of them. And then when they went out of business, they sold all their 717s to Delta because Airtran sold to Southwest. And Southwest didn't want any of the 717s.
Okay, yeah, I was on a 717 recently. Where was? Oh, I think it was the plane it was Hawaiian Air from Maui to Honolulu. I think it was a 717.